wanted to go surfing, I just had to get away. So I packed up my baggies and I drove down to Dutchester Bay. Well, now the girls on Tinian Beach on the hot summer days. But you can't go surfing where there are no waves. There's no surfing on Tinian Beach. There's no surfing in Dorchester Bay. Surfing, man, I'd go anywhere. So I packed up my surfboard and jumped to Kenmore Square. Now when I think of my vacation and all the money I paid, when it doesn't even matter cause I can't surf anyway. Still surfing on Tinian Beach. There's no surfing in Dorchester Bay.
alternate view. I'm burning bridges and I'm starting with you. Burning bridges. Burning bridges. I'm cutting the list down to a fortunate few. I'm burning bridges and I'm starting with you.
love the 80s, but tired of the usual hits. Satisfy your 80s fix with DJ Savoir Faire on Songs from the Squid Pod, Friday nights at 10 p.m.
This is a great social opportunity for us. Come on!
I think I'm nearly found you.
Meet me in Downbeats, titillate your 80s chakra, and exhale through your inner garage. Songs from the Squid Pod with
my name is
Friday nights at 10 p.m.
It's a date. It's a scam. Whatever. All right.
Only on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford.
You can just sit quiet.
be the song that's never sung. Let the sadness work you over. Hide from everyone. You can leave it for tomorrow. You can leave it up to fate. But if you're waiting on a sign, how long you gonna wait? You can be a wallflower when the dancing starts. Be a February empty of little paper hearts. A new morning's coming, and you're right back where you've been. If not today, if not today, then when? See the white church steeple against the blue of the sky. See the red buds on the branches. It's enough to make you cry. Snow is melting and the river overflows. And maybe you're not ready, but it seems you're getting close. You can be a wallflower when the dancing starts. Be a February empty of little paper hearts. A new morning's coming, right back where you've been. If not today, if not today, then when?
And if you walk hand in hand, sometimes it's easier to stand. It's my baseball game, I'm glad you came, but secretly I prayed for rain. Cause I'm a strikeout king, but I can sing, and you said that meant everything. And it goes, all my sorrow.
Driving means
freedom,
exploration,
fun,
pride,
flexibility,
travel, protection,
friendship,
escape,
independence.
Distracted driving means
danger,
recklessness,
irresponsible,
chaos,
police,
devastation,
injury,
tears,
death.
Safe driving means staying alert and staying alive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
I know a guy who
march down, down, down to the sand again. And I she don't like tomorrow. She take a look and then she stop. And in our ears I can see her standing there. Her eyes are blind with numb despair. She's waking up, there's no one there. Tonight, night, 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 yeah. She's dancing in the mirror.
Into my lungs of all the It's time to learn to love again. I was searching for the answers to the questions I never asked. And I drove off into the sun. I felt so far from where I was, and I was close to the edge, but I could see. Oh, oh, oh. I drove off into the sun. I felt so far from where I was, and I was close to the edge, but I could see that I was finally free. Yeah, I was finally free. Yeah, I was finally
Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Just ahead, the driver's asleep. What do we need? do we need? I don't think anybody's watching us. Grab what you can and run away. You don't want anybody seeing this. This just might be your claim to fame. Shiny creatures dance and shake when I'm away. They fall apart in my dreams. I've got a reason for a big mistake. There's someone missing out, and most of us, we need to defrag the disc. And maybe we need a brand new tidal wave, a giant fist we can't resist. Shiny creatures dance and shake. Lose the teachers. Don't deceive her. 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 We'll be right back.
it to me. Out for satisfaction.
How's it going, everybody? It is August 11th, 2022, and it's 3:55, which means we're going to start a little 5 minutes early, but we are approaching On the Air Tonight Radio, my radio program. I am DJ Michael, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. I got a pretty fun show for you today. I'll be here with you until 6 p.m. Today, playing some of the best ever album closers. Now, what is an album closer? It's not just a great song that happens to fall at the end of a record, right? A great album closer is something that ties the record together thematically. It's something that is a little exclamation point on what the artist has said through the duration of the album. You know, you can take one of the greatest songs of all time, and if it's out of place in the last spot on a record, if it feels disjointed, it won't work. It can still be a great song, but it's not a great album closer. So in today's show, I'm going to focus on playing just those great album closers. And that means a few things. One, it means today we're going to be playing music mostly from the album era. I like to normally dip in a little bit to pre-album era stuff, a little bit of oldies, you know, and from genres where the album is less of an important artistic sort of unit. Today, we're going to be focusing mainly on album era and genres where the album has been predominant so that we can obviously reach the album closers. But also it means that we're going to be hearing a little bit of some songs that are maybe a little bit more mainstream, than what I normally play. I like to try to avoid hit singles on this program so that we can expose the listening audience to lots of different new music. Today, I've sort of set aside that rule and instead just embracing what are the best album closers questions. However, I haven't totally decided to abandon the sort of goal of finding less popular and non-hit single songs to play. Specifically, I've put on myself the rule that I won't be playing album closers from the same act twice in this show. So, for instance, even though we might very well think A Day in the Life and Tomorrow Never Knows are two of the easily greatest album closers of all times, I'm only going to pick one of them to include in this program. We don't want to have a program of just, you know, Beatles songs or anything like that. And in doing so, one of the considerations I've made is if a band has genuinely multiple great album closers, I've deferred to the sort of least popular, less well-known ones with the hope that we can keep the radio show interesting and not just hits. But without further ado, I don't see any reason to continue rambling on. You probably get the point. We're just going to be playing the best album closers today, as I said. So let's get things started here with one of the great album closers that I can think of, one of the rare album closers that is a sort of the title track of the record. Normally those come first or are embedded somewhere in the middle, but in this case it's the album closer, and it's the boss himself, Darkness on the Edge of Town, here on WMFO On the Air Tonight Radio. Stay tuned for more great album closers.
Well, they're still racing down at the trestles, but that blood